Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night is settling across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Times of Israel, Khamenei lies in state in Tehran as Iran begins week of mass funeral ceremonies following his death in Israel-US airstrikes. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Netanyahu spoke with Trump with expectations of a meeting soon in the US, also this hour. JNS states that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist responsible for abducting Captain Daniel Perez. Separately, according to Israel Hayom, Venezuela's vice president praised the Israeli search and rescue team for their aid efforts. And finally, Ynet reports that the Houthis have threatened Saudi Arabia, accusing Riyadh of interference in their airspace. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that the Houthis have issued threats against Saudi Arabia, citing interference in their airspace. Carmel Melamed, a journalist, shared earlier today that Mossad is likely observing the funeral in Iran closely, comparing it humorously to a festive occasion for the intelligence agency. Daniel Seidemann, a veteran observer in Jerusalem, praised Ambassador Stefan Seibert as the finest since the late Sam Lewis. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, Times of Israel reports the nation is beginning a week of mourning for Khamenei, who died in a joint Israel-US strike. His death marks a significant shift in regional power dynamics. The funeral is expected to rally supporters, but it also heightens tensions with the West. Turning to diplomatic ties, Israel Hayom mentions Netanyahu and Trump plan to meet soon. This aligns with ongoing discussions about Middle East peace and security. Such meetings could influence upcoming geopolitical strategies. Meanwhile, JNS provides details on the IDF's operation against a key Hamas figure, Mohammad Jandia, involved in the October 2023 attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz, was killed. This action underscores Israel's continued efforts to combat terrorism. In a related development, Israel Hayom highlights Venezuela's appreciation for Israeli aid. The vice president acknowledged the effective response of Israeli teams at a disaster site, enhancing diplomatic relations between the countries. Finally, Ynet reports heightened tensions as Houthis threaten Saudi Arabia. They claim Riyadh blocked an Iranian plane, escalating conflict risks in the region. This development could further destabilize Gulf relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that fintech company Payam, after significant fundraising, was acquired for a modest $500,000. This reflects the volatility and challenges within the tech sector. Separately, Ynet Business discusses the introduction of the $2 trillion a month stablecoin market to Israel. These digital currencies could transform financial transactions with their stability. And finally, Globes highlights that Israeli startups raised $3.3 billion in June. This achievement continues to showcase Israel's dynamic role in global innovation and technology investment. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.